This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It is opening day. I was going to go over the pregame schedule for you. I know Kim has been doing this as well. If you're headed downtown, the stadium's going to open at noon, and Cardinals batting practice is going to start at 12:05. Twins batting practice starts at 1. The pregame ceremony that you want to be in your seat for, 2:30. So make sure you're down there before there. 3:04 is the national anthem, 3:15 first pitch. But the real big news is, you know, before games, usually you can go up to the Bud Terrace and you get $5 beers.
Oh, yeah.
All day today, $5 beers.
All day?
All day.
Wow.
Now, I've seen it say it was at the Bud Terrace, and I've also seen it say at Crown Bar. So take it with a grain of salt, but it was on MLB.
Inside the stadium.
Literally.
There are $5 beers inside. We $9? Should have been leading with that all morning long in the
Sorry,
newscast.
I didn't realize that was the headline.
See,
that's not
said,
top of mind for me right now.
If they said $5 dogs, Sue Thomas would be all over that. I mean, it's impossible to get things that cheap in the stadium.
Yep. Well, what are they normally? Like $9, $10?
Yeah,
well,
easily.
At least.
Technically, they're two beers because you get
size. Yada,
but it's
yada,
probably
yada.
Just the draft ones. I'm
yeah,
saying.
Probably
it's not going to be the giant
size.
2x4.
So you're getting 10 ounces for $5.
You tell Sue Thomas she can get kosher dogs for $5. She's going to be over there today, right,
Sue?
Oh,
my gosh.
Well,
onion, a grilled onion, a little mustard.
So good.
Sue, apparently they have $5 hot dogs every Friday game.
Oh,
do
so if you
really?
Go on
Thank
Friday games.
This.
Why are hot dogs better at the ballpark? What's up with that? There's just
they
like
think
totally
they griddle.
Don't change the
smell, the atmosphere.
Why,
they never clean the grill.
It's dirty,
I mean, it's
from
just,
last
just different.
Season. They just cook it in that same grease.
I'm just kidding.
Whatever works,
man,
I guess.
It's good.
A couple other specials they're going to have during night games. They're going to have $6 margaritas, and then during all day games, $6 Bloody Marys.
Well, when the team's not drawing you in, you need something else.
Yeah. Turn
cheap,
to booze.
Cheap booze prices might help. I'm thinking
it will bring me down there. Legendary crooner Johnny Mathis, he is 89. He's announced that he is retiring from live performance due to advanced aging and memory issues. His farewell show is scheduled for May 18th in Inglewood, New Jersey, following the three final concerts of his Voice of Romance tour.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I actually do know of Johnny Mathis,
Johnny.
Believe it or not.
He was great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding. He's been a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever saw him. I've seen television appearances, but I've never seen him live.
Exciting news if you're a fan of the early 2000s sitcom Malcolm in the Middle. A 4-episode revival is in the works for Disney Plus, with all original cast members returning to
Ooh.
Their reprised roles.
Except
Eric Per Sullivan, who portrayed Dewey. He's retired from acting, so he will not be returning.
He quit when he was 14.
Did he really?
Yeah. He was in Malcolm in the Middle and then Christmas with the Cranks. And then he's like, I'm out.
Huh. So he avoided all of the addiction issues and
at 14,
abuse
he's like,
and everything else that happened
that.
In Hollywood.
And Jane Kaczmarek said, we know where he is. We know where he's going to school. And no, we're not going to tell you.
Wow.
Hollywood
Perfect.
Would
Good.
Be really hard, especially growing up in it from a young age.
Can you think of many stars that came
Walk
out
away.
Of it unscathed? There aren't many.
No, look at Lindsay Lohan. I just watched a movie with her, and I'm like, it makes me sad
She's
when
gonna
I think
be in
of
Freaky
the,
Friday. Too.
Gosh, Amanda Bynes. Just a lot of these stars. I mean, it would be very hard.
Yep,
it's the truth.
Get more at 971talk.com.